There are a lot of big stories in the news this week, so let's get some bets down with our own Inside the Beltway odds maker, Johnny K Street. Johnny, where's the action, man?
It follows me, baby.
Oh, all right.
The big news this week is Dick Cheney, number two, the mechanical man, the big dick. Cheney and Rover are about as welcome in the White House right now as Jeff Gannon on an out call. The rumor is Cheney and Bush aren't even speaking anymore, and you know what that means. No one is running the country. Cheney has about as much power right now as an Iraqi family during a bombing raid. Libby is out, Rove is hiding under his bed, yeah. And Cheney is walking around the Rose Garden in a bathrobe talking to himself. Yeah. The White House is so screwed up right now, Halliburton is moving their Washington office out of the basement.
Hey, Johnny, do you think Bush's inner circle is going to take more hits?
I'll give you 8 to 5 on it.
Put me down for 500.
I'll take that for a grand, man.
This whole black site torture thing is going to blow up like the Baghdad Crosstown Express.
Oh.
There's one thing the American people hate more than the Bush administration torturing prisoners. It's torturing prisoners and not telling them about
it.
But it's getting harder and harder for Bush to keep things secret. The White House has more rats right now than a Chinatown restaurant. No one can keep their mouth shut over there. The best part about the torture story is Bush said on camera, "We do not torture."
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. What about those pictures we all saw? Naked pyramids, a broad leading guy on a leash. What was that, a party at the Playboy Mansion?
Hey, Johnny, how do you think Bush is going to deal with the new torture allegation?
He's already dealing with it. He left town. But at this point, Bush is about as welcome in other countries as an avian flu epidemic.
All right. So, Johnny, what's the action on Bush and Cheney patching things up and doing some damage control?
Let's put it this way.
Yeah.
There's a better chance of Ike and Tina Turner patching things up. You know, for years now, Cheney and Bush have gone together like a hot dog and a guy with no brains. But those days are over. First of all, everyone knows Cheney was behind the whole Valerie Plame Tradergate fiasco. Iraq is a mess thanks to Cheney's advice. The country is going to hell in a hand. Basket, and all he can concentrate on is attaching electrodes to some guy's sack in Romania in the interest of national security. This guy doesn't need a new heart, he needs a new brain. Odds of Bush and Cheney patching things up in the near future, 100 to 1.
Johnny, I'll take a C-note.
All right, put me down for 100 too, Johnny.
Johnny, Bush's polls are the lowest of his presidency. Any action on whether they're going up or down?
Bush's poll numbers are lower than Tucker Carlson's ratings. That show has a longevity of one of Saddam Hussein's defense lawyers. And Hussein is going through lawyers the way Michael Jackson did. 3 or 4 have been whacked already. The only advice I get a chance to give him is stop, drop, and roll. Right now he's being represented by the law firm of Duck and Cover. But I digress.
Yeah.
As far as Bush's poll numbers goes, he's slightly ahead of Danny Bonaducci and slightly behind Bin Laden. His approval rating is 35%. I'll give you even money. It'll drop to 25 by February.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow. I'll take that for 500,
Johnny. Put me down for 1,000 on that, buddy.
Beautiful. Here's the problem with Bush, once and for all.
All right.
People just don't trust Bush anymore. Let's face it. Up until now, lots of people looked at Bush as the idiot uncle they may or may not have. You know, somebody who lived in a little apartment with a collection of bottle caps and worked in a shipping department somewhere. Not a pedophile, not a rocket scientist, basically just a moron.
Yeah.
Now people have finally realized how evil this guy is. If Bush wants to turn those numbers around, he needs to do something drastic. He's got to get the CIA to grab a kid and throw her into the crocodile pit at the Bronx Zoo, then jump in and save her. He's got to donate a kidney to a veteran, kiss a crack baby, something! But it's not going to happen. Finally, people are waking up, and Bush is going down, baby!
Yeah, baby.
I'm out of here. I got to get to court.
All right, Johnny. Good to see you.